The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, buckle my shoe. Testing. Okay, let me get this goddamn microphone right by me. Seems like it's working to me, folks. I don't know about you out there. Does it seem like it's working? Can you all hear me?
Hello.
Can you all hear us? Can you hear us?
Why are you doing it like that?
I feel like, can you hear us? It's like an episode of Lost. Hello? Can you hear us?
Is that what they were saying?
I don't know. Remember when they found all that food and stuff? Anyhow, welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. Podcast number 170-something. We're in the 170s. That's 170 weeks of us bringing entertainment into your house, into your car, into your place of business. Maybe you're a roofer and just listening on the roof. Maybe you're a messenger and on your bike. Who knows? But we are here to bring you entertainment. Do we ask for anything back? No. Every now and then we throw a plug out. And hopefully you'll come to our venue that we're plugging. Like this Saturday, I'm at the Venetian in Somerville. A local gig. I said, what the heck? I don't want to go anywhere. Friday night, I'm at New York Comedy Club. It's a local weekend. Next weekend, I'm at Governor's. Basically a local weekend. So you know what I mean? We're giving you, we're not even pushing that whole Amazon / My Wife Hates Me. I just got a check from Riotcast for $9. So I guess a couple people used us at the Amazon. $9, that's going to turn our lives around. So do I ask for anything? I don't ask for anything. All we do here is give. And we don't want anything in return. Maybe tell a couple friends about the podcast.
I don't want you to tell anybody.
Keep it a secret. Tell a couple friends and have them
keep
tell a couple friends.
This is a goddamn private.
Just stop. You know, fire. Let's move it on. Let's get it bigger. We're not promoting this. I think our radio show takes away from our podcast. How much of Rich and Bonnie and My Wife Hates Me can you take a week? Can you do the radio show? Can you do the podcast? Can you do both? I mean, they are different. The radio show is what was that?
John Schwartz.
Tell him we're doing our podcast.
Put it over there.
Why didn't you take the call? Could have been important.
It's called a text.
What did the text say?
It's just a sort of running joke.
What's the joke?
He sent me a thing that's like about a woman who was breastfeeding a kid, and then like the kid's friends. It's a story in a UK paper.
Why do guys send you perverted things? Like, why
is that perverted?
Yes,
it's weird, but I don't know about perverted.
But why does everybody got to send you that kind of stuff?
I thought it was funny. I go, we've all done it, and then he wrote, "Where do I sign up?" And I said, "I don't think your boobs produce milk." And then he wrote back, "That's gender discrimination."
Just corny, stupid people. Don't send. No one wants to hear it. Someone listened to our radio show last night and said, "Sound great. We have a real good thing going."
Oh, yay.
A real good thing going. Said he says.
Is that why I just made you apologize on your knees?
Apologizing. You don't want to go over the story because you'll just get mad and start to fight when I have a semi-legitimate.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You really don't. The fact that you're saying you have a semi-legitimate thing.
Do you check all your, like, you see those red things? Those are messages on Facebook you get right there. Look up top.
This right here?
Yeah, what's that one? Notifications?
Yeah, it's just stupid shit.
No, but don't.
Oh, tagged a post.
What's that?
You're tagged in. What does this mean?
But what's the one next to it?
Huh?
What's the one next to it? Personal messages?
Right in there. That's personal messages, nothing.
Oh. All right. Bonnie said that she got an email on how to improve our podcast. Was it an email or was it a...
What?
A tweet. How to improve our podcast.
Oh,
Was it an email or a tweet?
It's a Facebook message.
Oh, then go to it. Let's see how we can improve our podcast.
Here's a list to enhance the material on the podcast from Eli. I won't say his last name, but he's a fan of the podcast, apparently. But
you just said John Schwartz's last name.
I know. I probably shouldn't have.
At least he didn't say the whole last name. At least he didn't say his whole last name. I'll tell you that.
Schwartzman. Oops, I did it. Cereal. Offer thought-provoking questions such as, why have boxes gotten smaller when families have become larger? Is there a family size in China? What happened to the free toys? Have children become dumber, risking self-injury, or have we run out of ideas?
That's the number. That's the first. First of all, he's trying to be funny. Like, he's doing his dumb bits.
Right. He's like putting them into a cereal bit.
A bit. How can I make talk about it? And how can my unfunny, hacky cereal bit? First of all, every product has gotten smaller. Coffee is smaller.
But actually, cereal boxes are, you can get family size big ones.
Yeah, but everything, no. If you get coffee, the big thing of coffee, it's smaller than it was.
Oh.
If you get peanut chews, those candies, they used to be 3 for a quarter. They're 2 for a quarter and they're smaller. Okay. So things are getting smaller and more expensive because companies are greedy and they're going for a quick fix in life and they don't care about the future and they don't care about recommendations. All they care about is quick cash, and that's why they go under. That's why Columbia House went under. They were giving everything away for a dollar and they didn't see in the future it's going to kill them. Okay. Bankrupt.
I didn't listen. I swear. I'm sorry.
I don't care.
All of a sudden,
go ahead, talk.
Go ahead, talk. Should I keep reading these? What's happening? Okay, everybody, I want you to turn off your radios and go do something productive.
We're doing our podcast. What's up?
Why do you answer? Why would you answer? I know, but...
What? I don't know. I'll talk to you later. I'm doing a podcast. I gotta go.
Concern if my kids call. I have to. It's called being a dad. When your kids call, you answer the phone because you don't know what they're calling about. That's what it's called. It's called being a dad. Impulse control. Is that what you were gonna say?
Yes. Thank you.
I have impulse control.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And you have no impulse control.
Yeah, but see. You can't argue the fact.
But you can say, like, oh, because my daughter, and then have a good excuse. But then it'd be like, if it was, you know.
Prove it. It was
anyone. If it was anyone, you would have answered the call.
That's not true.
And then you would have been like, no, I had to because it's work. And then you would have had a little thing. Or I had to because it's this, or I had to because it's that.
All right, we already figured out his dumb cereal bit. What's his second?
Deodorant.
Fucking horrible. Oh, God, this fucking guy is just a bad comic.
Okay. In this age of interchangeable gender roles, undetermined but self-affirming identity, and flavor of the week, sexual orientation, why are deodorants still segregated to gender? The pH balance issue can no longer be a barrier supported by conservatives or science. I'm just curious about Lady Speedstick. That's actually kind of an interesting...
No, it's just another dumb observational joke. Yeah, why are these?
You know, but some of those are funny. You have a lot of observational jokes.
Name one joke that I do that's observational.
Well, I can't think of one right now.
One. Name one. I'm not an observational comic. I don't do observations.
Yeah, you do. You observed about yourself when you get on stage and you say, looks like I'm this or looks like I'm
no,
that.
That's not observational comedy. What this jackass is doing right now. So, what's with these speed sticks?
Okay, should I do it like that?
No,
Toilet paper. What's with the toilet paper? Too much wasted time and agita trying to determine the appropriate ply. It should be based on how shitty the shittiness of one's diet. I only buy 4-ply to impress guests.
Oh, boy, this fucking guy.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to improve our podcast doing his bits. Is that what this is doing? Like, I thought he was going to say, hey, maybe.
Uh-oh.
What?
Forgot to mention that was my fourth draft. Be gentle.
What do you mean?
He's asking you to be gentle on him.
I am.
It's literally a laundry list or a grocery list. He said a grocery list.
And this is his fourth time. He wrote it 4 times. Yeah, I mean, he could be challenged or can't leave his house or something. And I'm sorry if that's the case, but you know, and he, you know, maybe he has half a head. I don't know. Something could be. So if there's something like that, hey.
He was the guy that came to the live podcast taping the other night.
With the wife?
Mm-hmm.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
He's crazy.
The guy we met in Kosi.
This is for, how do you know it's him?
I 100% know it's him because that's how.
Then why didn't you say that from the beginning before I started smashing this psychopath?
I said he's a fan. I don't know.
Oh, really? Because he's our only fan?
No, but I didn't know it was that important to like,
yes,
here's what he looks like.
Yeah, no, it's that you would say, hey, remember the guy that we let in free the other night? Or, well, everybody got in free. Or the guy that we met in Kosi with his wife? Well, he sent us a list. Then I can approach it a different way and go, that guy we met in Kosi sent us a horrible fucking list.
Oh.
Okay? The list stinks. All right? He's doing bits. I feel bad. I don't want to attack the guy. He's probably...
So you're not going to hire him as a producer for this show?
I'm not going to... No. No. Because I'm not going to come on a podcast and go... You know, I was upstairs rubbing deodorant on, and I'm going, why can't we share it amongst each other?
Why does it have to be for ladies or for men?
Why can't it
just be unisex?
Why is it lady speed stick?
My speed stick is transgender.
Well,
it's pangender.
Hey, you know what, honey? Company's coming over. Put the good toilet paper out. You know, our toilet paper that we use.
Get the 4-ply out. We've got guests.
Yeah, let me tell you, now that I'm eating a lot better, we're down to 2-ply. When I was eating all that crappy food,
I didn't get that was what it meant.
Yeah, it depends on your diet is how many plies.
Right.
Okay.
So if you're eating bad food, you need more ply?
Yeah, because 2-ply is not going to clean up that mess.
If you eat well, your poop will just come out... In a nice curve.
Whatever, I don't do poop material. We know that, everybody knows that. And toilet paper is a derivative of poop material. So we'll move on from his 2-ply and his deodorant bit. That's it? Those are the 3 things
to
improve?
Well, there was one more thing, but I don't even really understand it.
Well, let me see if I could break it down.
Number 4, EPT. You know what that is?
Yeah, the EPT is...
Early, yeah. pregnancy
test.
Yes. And he said,
why do girls only take this nowadays? Nowadays, with all the operations and all the transgenders and all the guys getting their things cut off and having new things put in, why are these EPT tests just for girls? They should come with underarm deodorant. Buy one, get one free.
Buy one.
What's he saying?
I was too focused and merely forgotten about the pullout method. It's worded a little wrong. I think he's saying, I was too focused, I forgot about the pullout method. So
he's saying, who needs EPT with the pullout method?
Yeah.
But I was...
I don't really understand the joke in that one.
I don't understand the joke in all of them.
Well, the deodorant one is kind of clever. It's like, why do we have gender-specific deodorants?
Because, one, men...
It's strong enough for a man, but it's made for a woman. Seems a little sexist.
Here's
nowadays.
The reason why. What? One, I would say in this country, I don't know about other countries, and I'm going to throw out this percentage. It could be wrong, but I'm going to even bring it lower. I'm going to say 7 out of 10. Women shave their armpits, okay? Shave their armpits.
Yeah.
So they don't have hair.
Right.
Okay. So there's less stank under their armpits to accumulate.
Is stank the scientific word?
Yes. So their deodorant doesn't have to be as strong as a man's deodorant, and it's probably more of a light perfumey type thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now a man who has hair under his arms collects a lot of smelly stank, washes his armpits, but has to protect that area with a lot stronger underarm deodorant. Does that make sense? Yes, it does. Okay. Now a man and a female can use the same toilet paper, 2-ply or 4-ply, going back to your other horrible fucking observation. Okay, so what I want to know is, mm-hmm. how does this make our podcast better? Because something that makes your podcast better, you do
it's
weekly.
To enhance.
Oh, you do, okay, something to enhance your podcast, you would do weekly. Or maybe bi-weekly. Or even monthly. So these three topics...
He's going to come up with like 4 new...
No, maybe he wants us to do these topics for the rest of
grocery. No, I think it's like more like, and then like it'll be coffee.
Oh, this is just the coming attractions.
Right. Dark roast, isn't that racist? You know, in today's society.
Oh, okay. How come you can't get coffee in a Chinese restaurant? Are Chinese against the coffee people? Do they not like Brazilians? You can only get tea. Why?
Why?
I don't understand. Sometimes when I'm in a Chinese restaurant after dinner, I want a nice cup of coffee and
they
don't have it.
The weird thing is, like, you're doing an impression of, like, one of the greats to make fun of.
No, but he's an observational comic. I'm not making fun of him. I'm making fun of observations.
That cadence was not only just used by Seinfeld.
No, all of them. No, the high voice. Joe Bolster, tons of them. I think Seinfeld was the first to do the high voice punchline. So, who are these people? And he was probably the first, and then a lot of guys like Bill Masters and, like I said, Joe Bolster. A lot of the comic strip comics back in the day, the comics that worked out of the comic strip, the three main clubs in New York. Back in the 80s, were Catch a Rising Star, the comic strip, and the improv. Now, the comics that worked out of the comic strip, like Seinfeld, who probably worked all of them, but mainly a comic strip act, Joe Bolster, I can't remember who else. I think Bill Masters, who became a writer, all had the high voice delivery. The comics from Catch were more of the hipster, Belzer type, some crowd work, some... I think they were more of the clever type comics. That's what they were going for. More
That was a type?
More, yeah, not, you know, more personal or more. This is just my opinion. I could be wrong. I do know a lot of the higher voice punchline comics came out of the comic strip.
You're never wrong.
And I don't remember the improv comics. That was just like, whatever.
How much longer? Because I'm hungry.
We just started. So, anyhow, I wasn't making fun of Seinfeld. I was making fun of the observational comic. He was probably the best observational comic back when observational comedy was very big. And I'm sure it still is big, but there's so many different forms of comedy now and different styles, because as time goes on, things grow and expand and branch off, and now you have, I think, a lot more. You have a lot more doing crowd work. You have a lot more being personal. You know, I think Pryor was really the first really personal, or Lenny Bruce, very personal comic. You know, you had the deadpan guys back then, Bob Newhart and Steve Landisberg, Gary Shandling. You know what, Brenner, now I don't know, maybe Brenner was the first observational high voice comic. I don't know who was before. Was it Brenner before Seinfeld? Seems like it would have been. I don't know. So it was probably Brenner that might have been the first. There's all I know.
I could listen to you debate this by yourself all day long.
I'm just thinking about it. Who was the first high voice observational? David Brenner or
who's
Jerry Seinfeld?
Who's listening to this crap?
Well, I know who's listening. The guy that sent us those four fucking observations to enhance our podcast.
I feel like we might have done too many podcast/radio shows this week, because I'm not bringing it today.
We did a live podcast Monday night where Artie Lang was as funny as anybody could possibly be. He was our marriage counselor at the Village Underground Monday night, which will air August 25th on Sirius Radio, followed by my CD 141 IQ.
Finally.
Yes. Okay, so it'll
exciting.
Be 2 hours of My Wife Hates
it's
Me.
It's because it's crazy
boss.
Because you do the CD 141 IQ, which hadn't come out, but then you've taped your new special, and it's like,
yeah,
now
but there's a lot
getting
of different material in my new special.
Right, then. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it got a little complicated because you thought that your 141 would have been out quite a while ago.
Well, it's been finished for about a year now.
Yeah,
it's been done, but it took fucking 6 or 7 months to close this goddamn deal. Nothing happens overnight. So I never put 141 on iTunes. The last CD, Still Empty Inside, was on iTunes. Did very well. Great reviews. This one, I think, a little better.
Very funny.
Very funny. And there's bits now that are on the hour I just taped that aren't on 141 IQ. And there's
well,
even
your new
newer
special is very funny.
Yeah.
And everyone you show the opening to thinks it's very funny.
But the new, and but I wish I would have got that goddamn funeral bit on one of the two. It's not on either.
Well, that's good. Then now you have stuff.
Well, I gotta make
now
a
you got
fifth,
your
I gotta make a fifth CD.
Well, yeah. You don't have to do it tomorrow. You could that bit
yeah,
will be around
good.
In a year.
Yeah, but I haven't had a new CD. I usually every 2 years I come out with a new CD.
Well, I mean, what like
what?
That's ridiculous to come out with a new CD, then a new special, then a new CD, then a new special. It's like, you know.
Well, the special
leave
on the
them
CD
want more a little bit. You
the
know?
Special has material from the CD. I'm not going to lie.
I don't want you to lie. I want you to be completely truthful.
You know
about
but,
all of this, but I'm just saying, yeah, like maybe slow down a little. Since you have a CD coming out and a special coming out within probably 6 months of each other, then you know, take a fucking break.
I've been taking a break for the last.
I know, but you're like, well, I got to put that funeral bit on.
I got to make a new CD eventually, within a year.
Eventually, not within a year. That's too soon.
No, from my last one. Well, now since this one's coming out in August, I got till next August.
Because you don't want to do, you want it to be completely, I would say you want it to be 100% new material. Nothing
well, listen, I got four CDs and never repeated a joke in all
I'm
four.
I'm not talking about just the CDs, oh. I'm talking about also the special.
Yes, I know.
No, you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying starting right now, it's got to be all 100% new material for your next CD. To get that, it might take longer than a year.
Well, on my...
Just because something works doesn't mean it's... The audience is not the best judge. They're drunk and...
First of all...
Fingering their girlfriend
in the
bit seat.
About the bucket list is on my special, but it's not on my last CD. So it should go on my next CD.
No, start fresh. You don't need to keep... People will stop buying your things if they're like, I don't know what's new and what's not.
What
go and say, this is all new, never before seen or heard, completely
okay.
new.
Every CD, this CD you will hear on Sirius is all 100% stuff you've never heard.
On another CD.
On another
or
CD.
Or another special.
Yes. Now, 140, Still Empty Inside... You've never heard any of that on my two previous CDs.
Okay, yes, I get it. All your CDs are completely different from each other.
Four of them.
But you have a special coming out.
Yes.
Okay, that has some of the same material.
From 141 IQ.
From 141 IQ.
Some of it.
A few things.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is then don't do anything on your next CD that you did on your special. So it's completely 100%. Never before seen or heard. Why is it? It's like talking to a fucking rock.
I understand.
With you. No, you don't understand. Because I said this is exactly what I said before, and then you were like, "Well, all my CDs are different from one another."
Well, CDs like,
yeah,
and specials
that.
Are two different things.
I'm gonna fucking shoot you in the face.
All I know is that bit, the bucket list, I want on the CD too.
Well, you're not gonna get it on a CD. Too bad. They want to see it, they're going to have to fucking buy the special or download the special or however they get the special.
I don't know. It might be sold. We
Whatever.
Haven't even started yet. It's finished. It's finished. But if I don't sell it to Showtime or Comedy Central or Epix or Netflix or whatever, if they say no or I don't like the deal, then you'll just be able to download it for $5 from the website I direct you to. And we would like to thank Louis C.K. for making that happen and being the first, the innovator of
the $5 download?
Buying stuff
from
and
the
cutting
website?
Out the middleman. I mean, you do have to pay a company $1 download or something, the company that hosts the special.
It costs a lot to make the website.
You know, so they're $1. $1 a download if we go that route. If I go that route, all I know is it's been a nice, easy summer. I had a cyst removed Monday on my back. I guess the cut is about, 4 inches long? What do you say about that long, 4 inches?
Yeah.
And I play golf today, and I shot 77, the lowest round of my life today I shot.
Must have hurt, right?
No, only when I bend down. God. It doesn't hurt when I turn, but when I bend down, it hurts.
It looks like it hurts. I'm scared you're going to pull your stitches out.
They've taken out a piece.
I can't believe how much they took out.
It looks like a big piece of sushi, what they took out
of
me.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Why would they take so much out?
Please don't ruin sushi.
Why would they take so much of my back out from a cyst?
I don't know. It's gross.
Like, what is that they took out?
I don't know, and how come you don't have a hole in your back? Like, how come it's not like...
Like, where? Concave? What is that? What did they fucking take out?
I don't know.
But
your back wasn't like a hunch. Like, it wasn't like...
It was like a pimple.
Yeah, it looked like a pimple, and then they took out like a handful.
They took out...
And then where did... And also, but there's no like divot in your back or anything. It's weird.
Where did that come from? What was that?
Don't know.
I wish I could have brought it home.
Oh.
And touched it and played with it.
Oh, come on.
You know what I mean? So, we did the live podcast Monday. It was a serious event. As I said, it'll air until August 25th. That morning, the 25th, Bonnie and I will be filling in for Opie and Jim.
Oh, it's a lot of hosting, rich on that day.
Hosting that morning. And we want real guests. We're not fucking around. I want Morgan Spurlock that day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that who we want? Mm-hmm. One of them, I guess. So we could sit and talk documentaries and filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we want that day?
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow. Hard to get, but we want him.
Talk a little bit about, you know, just, or maybe Chris Rock.
Yeah.
you know, talk about making movies. You know, he and I sometimes at the Cellar will talk filmmaker to filmmaker a little bit.
How about Kevin Smith? I'd like to have him in. He's a great guy.
Kevin Smith in. Fantastic idea.
I only want filmmakers that day.
Yeah, we'll just do some filmmakers.
That's who we want.
We'll have a filmmakers day.
How about we get, what's his name? De Palma. Not Nick, Brian. Or Scorsese. How would, huh? Has anybody ever had Scorsese in?
I don't know.
Serious?
I don't know.
Wouldn't if
let's
we could
go
get,
to the, let's go to Spielberg. I mean, why? What are we fucking around?
Well, Scorsese's not fucking around. Can you imagine if we had Scorsese and Spielberg in at our radio show?
Just hanging out.
It would fucking. But we would.
Ron
be,
Howard just stops in. I only have a few minutes.
We would be the Marc Maron of radio, because he had the president. Who would you take? All right, I'll give you scenarios.
Okay.
Over who would you take over who? Okay. Oh, okay. Spielberg or Woody Allen?
I don't know who Spielberg is.
I said Spielberg.
No, you didn't. You said Spielberg.
I said Spielberg.
Who's like...
Who would you take over?
Don't let him near your electronics.
Who would you like?
Spielberg.
Who would you take? Spielberg or Woody Allen?
Woody Allen.
You're calling Spielberg an asshole? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying there's no question. You take Allen.
Okay.
You take the woods. Because you have so much more to talk about. You got all those movies. You can talk about that. But you can also go into the early days of comedy, his writing. I mean.
But Spielberg has won Oscars.
He can go fuck himself.
He's won
go
Oscars.
Fuck your mother, Spielberg.
Don't talk to him like that. Don't
that's
say
what
that.
I say.
You're going to burn. I'm not. That's Bonnie saying it, not Richard. That's
yeah,
Bonnie.
Well.
Because I don't say that.
You want to fucking go mano a mano with the McFarlane?
Okay,
come on in.
Spielberg or
the 25th.
Spielberg or Scorsese?
Scorsese. That's how I say it. Scorsese.
Who do you take?
Scorsese.
Over Spielberg?
Yes.
Why?
He's, I don't know, he was a coke addict. He's probably got a lot of good stories.
How do you know he was a coke addict?
I know a little bit about the 70s filmmaking.
Who did Godfathers?
Oh, fuck. I could see him. In my head. But he's just had it.
Who directed The Godfather? Ask your phone.
My phone's dead.
How do I not know this?
Coppola.
Okay. Coppola or Scorsese?
Scorsese.
Are you fucking mad?
I can't help it. That's, you know, that's how I feel.
All right. So the number one director out of all of them, Woody Allen, right?
Well, he's not the number one director.
That you would have in?
That I would have in, yeah. The most interesting one to talk to.
Okay. Now let's go to actors.
All right.
I'll give you a choice.
Okay.
Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Robert De Niro.
Wait, how many am I choosing?
Five. Okay, let's start over.
Okay.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Denzel.
Uh-huh.
De Niro.
Uh-huh.
What's his fucking name? He's great. That was in, oh, fuck.
Ask your phone.
Huh? He was in,
just pick somebody else.
No, he's great.
Am I going to pick him?
No, you know who I'm talking about.
You've given me zero clues so far.
Okay, so far I got Dustin Hoffman.
Okay, you could go through those. Keep going through those.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington. Uh-huh. Gary Goldman. What's his name? Goldman?
Gary Goldman? He's a friend
no.
of ours.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
no, he's...
Gary Oldman. I mean, Gary
yeah,
Oldman.
Okay.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Or the ghost of Philip Seymour Hoffman. If Philip Seymour Hoffman was alive, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I take Denzel.
Ugh.
I just think he'd be the most interesting. That's
over
how I'm
Gary
doing it.
Oldman?
Denzel's got a lot of demons himself that I'd like to kind of work through.
Over Gary Oldman, I would have to take Philip Seymour Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman. There's two Hoffmans in the running.
They're all good. They're all look, hey, I'm not gonna say no to any one of them.
You're just being completely correct.
No, I really wasn't. I was thinking the minute you said him because of some stories that someone told.
All right. Let's go with actresses.
Okay. Meryl Streep.
No. Okay. Meryl Streep. Diane Keaton.
Uh-huh. I've already got it.
Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen Bates.
Mm-hmm. Met her.
Or Halle Berry.
Definitely Diane Keaton. 100%.
Why?
I don't know. She was in all those Woody Allen movies and I don't know. There was like the golden era for, you know, comedy and, you know, those like auteurs and.
All right.
She probably has a lot of good stories and she's like kind of like goofy and funny.
All right. I'll give you, okay, talk show host.
Oh, brother.
Talk show host.
Zero. I take none of them.
Kimmel.
Mm-hmm. DeGeneres.
What's his name from Comedy Central? What's his name from Comedy Central? Oh, Daniel Tosh.
Does he count as a talk show?
He's a host.
Oh, just hosts.
Daniel Tosh, Kimmel.
DeGeneres isn't making the cut.
No, I don't. No, I don't like her. All right, DeGeneres.
Okay. Let's speed it up. Come on. You can't think of people's names? Is that the problem?
Gary Shandling.
I take Gary Shandling.
Really?
Uh-huh. He's really? Funny and he's got a lot of good stories.
He does have good stories, I bet. All right. Let's go with... We'll close it out with athletes.
Okay.
Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis player.
Ronda Rose or whatever. Uh-huh. Ronda Rousey.
Nah, she's getting played out. Tiger Woods.
Uh-huh.
Dan Marino.
Uh-huh. He lost a lot of weight. One shake for breakfast, one for lunch, and a sensible
Wayne
dinner.
Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, take Wayne Gretzky. Gotta go with Wayne Gretzky.
Over fucking Tiger Woods.
Lucky. I'm Canadian. He's Canadian. I served him once in a restaurant when I was a waitress, and he came in. It was a big fucking deal.
Did he tip you well?
Deal. I don't remember. I really don't remember that.
You only remember what you want to remember.
I didn't put that in my book. Why didn't I put that I was official Wayne Gretzky waitress?
You would take Wayne Gretzky over Tiger Woods.
I mean, I said it, so I'll stand by it.
All right. Now ask me questions.
No.
Why not?
I don't feel like it.
Ask me.
I don't feel like doing it.
Why not?
How much more time do we have? Because I really have to go do something.
10 minutes. At least 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, let's
okay, podcast hosts.
No, let's talk about something else. Something more interesting. Let's talk about you and something. There's got to be something about you that's fucked up that I can analyze.
My back.
You're a hypochondriac.
No, I'm not a hypochondriac.
Well, this is the problem. Every once in a while, it like is something. Or the doctors were just like, it was just a pimple, but let's just fucking cut it out. So, because you're always in there. You're always at the doctors. And every once in a while, it pays off.
This wasn't a doctor. The doctor sent me to the surgeon.
Yeah, they're probably in cahoots with one another.
No, the surgeon. A doctor doesn't cut this out. A doctor makes a diagnosis and moves you on to a surgeon. That
yeah.
confirms or decides what they want to do. Okay, they're at a whole nother level of doctors, surgeons over family practitioners.
What if they like, it was like really something that they're like, they have to like implant something in somebody and they're like, oh, and then you come in, you're like, I got a cyst. But they're like, it's just a pimple, but we can cut him open, put something in there. He'll never know. Then like you have to go to, the Netherlands for some reason, some guy fucking hits you over the head, cuts you open, takes it out. You've just done a fucking deal for some shady people. You understand? Good luck going through security with that thing.
Why don't they just mail it? Doesn't FedEx go across country?
It's the beginning of a movie where you're one of those guys that's on the run. You don't know why. All these men are after you. And it's like, oh, the operation on my back. and you can't reach it. It's like
I can't.
It's like right where you can't reach.
It is. But even if I could, what am I going to do? Cut it open myself and take it out?
You're going to have to.
Don't you think I could find another doctor somewhere? I go, can you cut this out? I have this.
No, you don't trust anybody. How are you going to trust people?
I would go to a doctor in like Ohio. Why would he know?
He might not know, but.
What would he do? Cut it open, put another thing in?
No, he gives it to you, but then you're like, it starts ticking the minute it comes out.
Then I throw it on the floor and I run out of the doctor's office in Ohio.
Yeah, but you've just blown up all of America. Great. Good job.
That little thing in my back could blow up all of America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's plutonium. Nitrogade.
Nitric oxide. It's plutonium. Is it beef or pork?
It's pork.
Okay. Well, I hope that's not what happened to my back. I hope they just took the cyst out.
Well, wait till you get that fucking weird airline ticket in the mail. And then you'd be like, I don't know why, but I gotta go to the Netherlands.
Wow, that's almost like when all these free cruise lines call me and I take those free cruises.
This is like the best way you add to the phone. It goes, honk, honk. You've just won a free cruise.
I called the fucking Mercedes the other day about something.
See, this
car.
Is it. You've got Munchausen's by proxy now with your car.
I called about my car.
You're making your car sick, so you can have.
So
like,
the girl asked me.
Your car.
The girl asked me what's wrong, and then I told her. That was completely silent, and I go.
Whose turn is it to talk?
Whose turn is it to talk?
Okay, let me get in a super.
It was hers. Why did she just?
Well, she didn't know what to do.
That's her job. What do you mean? Someone calls, says this is what's going on. That's her job.
But also, she was rude at the beginning because you go service, and then they put you through to the service, and then she was like, "Hello, ba 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 ba," and you go service, and she goes, "This is service." No. She goes, service, how may I help you? And you go, oh, I need service. This is service, how may I help you? She was like that. Like,
yeah.
And then you were like, well, this is what's wrong. And then it's just, well, you stumped me.
That was an easy one, too.
You got me on that one.
And then I was in Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, these are good stories.
Well, I carried another podcast. That's all I do.
I say we don't put this one out. We do another one tomorrow morning.
This one's great.
It's not.
It's a good podcast.
It's not. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to make it any worse.
We'll talk about the emails I get, the Twitters about guys that say they do things.
Yeah, if you want to make it worse, go ahead and talk about that.
I don't want to make it worse. I'm saying we don't have any subjects, any topics.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about that.
Do you want to talk about?
I thought what happened to Dunkin' Donuts? We're all on the edge of our seats.
Oh, that was stupid. That was stupid.
Was the calling Mercedes stupid? Yes, and you did it anyway.
Well, because these are kind of bits. I don't want to do my bits on the podcast.
How could that be a bit?
Well, that's
if that's a bit, then you better. You really got a lot of work to do before your next CD.
No, the Dunkin' Donuts, I want to turn into a bit.
Well, just tell us. They're not going
to
remember.
Well, but I was in there by myself.
It's seven people are listening.
I'm in there by myself, and I order a coffee with a milk and Splenda, and they mark.
See, that's a detail you don't need.
And I
order a coffee.
With a milk and Splenda.
No, you don't even need that detail.
What are you looking at?
Somebody's walking their dog.
Who? Guy or girl?
Stop.
I thought you saw somebody.
Carry on.
Who do you see out there? Who do you see out
there?
I'm
helping you with your stories. You're giving too many details. This is how you do it. I go into Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want to use the real name for various reasons.
You went into Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, which is not as good, but a little cheaper. And they said, "What's your name?" I said, "I'm the only one in here." Is that the joke?
Kind of. No, it's not the joke. I went in Dunkin' Donuts and I ordered a coffee with a milk and Splenda.
What? You don't need that thing, that
yes,
part of it.
You do need that
and
part.
And it also makes
you
look like a fucking asshole.
I'll tell you why you need
okay,
it.
Okay, go ahead.
Then they mark my cup.
Oh.
So they're marking cough, milk, and... Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why. I'm going, I'm the only one in here. Why are you marking my cup? Well, it's policy. So I'm are fucking.
Well, but what does that have to do with anything that you're the only one in there and they're marking your
because
cup?
Because they make the coffee and they hand it to me.
No, but it's for them to look at if they forget. Oh, that's what it is.
I just said coffee, milk, and Splenda. Go, coffee, milk, and Splenda, make it. Boom, hand it to me. But they mark it and they go, it's policy. We have to mark every. But can't people in life make an executive decision?
No, they're not going to get fired because you don't like that someone's marking your cup when you're the only one
there. Fucking, they don't have to.
They don't
to.
Give
they're
a shit. You sure. always want people to do stuff specifically for you.
Yes, the way I'm the consumer, yes.
Yeah, no. But they're not going to do it for you because their job is more important than you.
No, but no
so one. So if it's policy, if a boss comes in and says, I don't care what the situation is, everybody mark the cups from now on. The fact that you come in and are like, why are you marking the cup, you idiot? They're like, it's policy. They're not going to be like, oh, well, let me, you know, then the boss comes out and is like, why didn't you mark the cup? Well, guess what? I'm going to give you a something.
Well, there was no boss
in your file.
When you talk about how funny I was last night.
Now, why don't you address the fact that I'm right and you're wrong?
Well, last night we did a show. Bonnie and her friends put together, and it was a nice audience. The setup was weird. It wasn't the right setup for a comedy.
It's a cool venue, but not for comedy.
Not for comedy, for lesbians.
No.
Is that what the out front it looked like, all lesbians?
No.
Yes. All those ladies out front.
Because it was, it's right after us. It's piano karaoke.
I know.
So they were coming in for piano karaoke.
No.
It's yeah.
There was some softball teams there.
I didn't notice that.
Well, anyhow, we did a show last night. They had a singer, Anya.
A what?
A singer.
A singer?
A singer.
Mm-hmm.
She sang, guitar playing. We weren't there for that because we were doing our radio show.
We missed that, but she's a very good singer-songwriter.
And then, was she the only singer?
Yeah.
No piano player, nothing? Just
no,
her?
No, yeah.
And then they did comedy.
Speed it up.
Rob.
What are you trying to say? You don't need to go through everybody's names. What's the point of the story here? The point is, I did really well. I'd like Bonnie to talk about it a little bit.
In front of all your friends.
You did really well in front of my friends. My friends thought you were fabulous.
I did a lot
very
of
very funny.
Very
yeah.
ad-libbing and working in the moment, right?
Did one of the owners heckled you or you got in a little thing?
I didn't heckle
you
me.
Pulled
we talked
back.
To him.
Yeah. You didn't destroy him or anything. That was nice. I'm
no,
glad
he didn't
have
me. I just started talking to him. I talked about sobriety. He said he was sober.
No, the guy that was talking to the girl, and you were like cock block.
That's one of the owners?
Yes.
That young guy?
Yes.
No.
Yes. That's why I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. The one that came in talk? I thought the one behind the piano that
there
was
sober. There was like 87 part owners there, yeah. But
that guy came in the middle. One of the owners
yes.
was being fucking rude during my show.
Yes. That's why I was like, we're not doing it here.
Oh.
We're not going to do it here again.
No, I wish I knew that was one of the owners. I would have fucking laid into him.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking comes in the middle of my show talking?
And then he goes, yeah, that's why he was being such a, like, what? He goes, oh, you want to go outside or you want to, he goes, I'm trying to have a conversation here. That's why he was being a dick like that. Because he's like, yeah. I own the place.
Yeah, well, good. Good.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you were really nice. And I was like shocked actually that you were. And then those other Australian people who were so bloody obnoxious, you were nice to them too, for the most part.
Well, I handled it in a situation that.
Okay, pterodactyl hands.
I handled it the way a guy who is not getting paid there, so there's no reason for controversy. Because I have nothing to gain out of it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I handle it like that. If it was a paying gig somewhere, I would have had them escorted the fuck out.
Yeah.
Or to the back of the room. But there was no, you know, there was no reward. All risk. So I didn't take a risk. Because there would be no reward out of it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Risk
in a way,
reward.
Though, you could look at it like you had nothing to lose. You're not getting paid. Who cares?
Yeah, but why start a mess in a whole scene?
You were supposed to get paid, you know.
I was?
But we didn't make enough money.
As long as those other guys got paid.
Everybody else got paid.
That's all right.
Just you and I.
I don't care. Well, I'm not going to get paid. I did, what, 15 minutes, 20? I headlined a show. I don't care. I went in, fucked around, had fun.
We would have got paid, but we had to pay for the posters.
How much were the posters?
$50.
So we would have got $25 each?
That's what everyone got paid, $25.
Oh, really? Well, I'm glad they got paid. It's a lot of work for them. They should have got more. I would have gave money out of my pocket. That's what I would have done for those comics. That guy was the owner with the dark hair that sat down. What an arrogant piece of shit. I wish I knew that was the owner. No, fuck him. He talked during. I thought the guy behind the bar that.
There was said, more than one. There's a lot of
was
owners.
Was he the owner too?
I don't know. I don't know
the
that.
The one that was married to the girl. Wasn't
I,
that,
I don't know.
Wasn't that a good scenario that I talked about?
Mm-hmm, that was funny.
Being a comic and an open micer. Why do you?
I got.
You, why are you going to do that with your
I am on a time
fingers?
Crunch here. I'm on a time crunch.
Why? Where do you got to go?
I got to do a bunch of stuff.
All right, I got to get ready. I got to pack my clothes, get ready. I have to sleep in my car tonight, I think.
Oh, brother.
For a couple hours.
That's like how much you love golf, that you're willing to sleep in your car to play Bethpage. It's crazy.
Well, I already have a tee time, but I don't want to leave at 4 in the morning because I won't fall asleep here till 1 o'clock. I'll get 3 hours sleep.
Crazy.
What? I keep trying to get a hotel out there. It's so hard. I can't get one.
Oh, brother.
I'm going to try one more time.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening.
This Saturday, I'm at the Venetian in Somerville. Friday, New York Comedy Club. And next weekend, Governors. Who's that?
Stop.
Who is it?
Just finish your thing, and then when you're done, you can ask me all the questions that you
don't,
want.
Don't you get mad at me.
No, but it's like unbelievable what you put the fucking fans through, and you're like, I don't get why we can't get more fans. Because you're in the middle of like trying to finish a podcast, and then you're like, what? Did my wife get a text that I don't know about? Let me get to the bottom of this.
Oh,
it's the same fucking text you asked about before.
Oh, change your clothes. Change your outfit. Change your outfit. Change your stupid little skinny girl outfit. Next weekend at Governor's in Levittown. Come on out. And also, thank you for listening.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.